Hey guys, this is Thomas with RTW's Wild History Ride, and I just want to take the time to invite you to come check out our up-and-coming new podcast, RTW's Wild History Bites. It's where we are going to take the time, roughly 5 minutes, and each discuss historical events that are of interest to each of us. We will hear the different styles of Rhonda, Will, and myself, as we will each individually be recording episodes. You will not hear us commenting with each other. You will just get those intimate moments with us individually. So come check it out. We should have the first episode up in the next week or two, and it should be like RTW's Wild History Ride, a weekly thing. That way it could be a little bite just to hold you over in between new episodes. So come and check out our new podcast, RTW's Wild History Bites. And with that, Rhonda will take off over our very first episode.
Hey everybody, this is Rhonda, and my subject for today's RTW History Bite is Eleanor of Aquitaine, and I have always found her interesting. I mean, think of this. This is a woman born in the 1100s who was married to the French king and also the English king. I mean, who could pull that off? But here we go. Eleanor was born in southern France around 1122. Her father, William X, Duke of Aquitaine, made sure she was well-educated. She was educated in literature, philosophy, languages. He was very wealthy. He owned a big estate, which she inherited when she was 15 when her father passed away. She became the first woman to rule her own duchy. She was quickly put under the guardianship of the King of France just because of her wealth, and shortly after she was put under his guardianship, he announced her engagement to his son. Louis and Eleanor married in July of 1137, and they were married a very short time before Louis's father passed away, so they were crowned King and Queen of France Christmas Day of that same year. She was quite extraordinary. She actually went with Louis on a crusade in 1145. Unfortunately, it was not successful, and she was blamed for it because she took her ladies-in-waiting with her. And people were saying that because the men were distracted with their wives. Their marriage ended in 1152. It was annulled. Their two daughters remained with Louis. Eleanor had failed to produce a male heir. Now, Eleanor had met Henry, the Count of Anjou, Duke of Normandy, and within 2 months of her annulment, she and Henry were married, and they were crowned King and Queen of England after the death of King Stephen, which was shortly after their marriage. Together, they had 8 children between 1152 and 1166. She separated from Henry in 1167 and moved to her lands in France. Now, this could have been because of his numerous affairs, and she just was not willing to put up with that. In 1173, Eleanor's son Henry fled to France with an apparent plot to overthrow his father and seize the throne of England. And she was supposedly involved in the plot. So she was arrested for treason and spent 16 years as a prisoner. In 1184, she was allowed to return to England. Now, Henry II died in 1189. Their son, Richard, succeeded him. He freed his mother, gave her all her freedom back, and she actually ruled England as a regent in Richard's name whenever he went on the Third Crusade. So again, quite an interesting lady. Now, her youngest son, John, succeeded Richard as king in 1199, and she actually worked as an envoy to France during John's reign. She eventually retired as a nun, and she died in France in 1204. The tragic thing is we have no idea what she looks like. She's always described as beautiful. Maybe I shouldn't say tragic, but she was described as beautiful, but no one ever wrote down what she looked like. There's an effigy on her tomb, but other than that, we don't know if she was blonde, red hair, blue-eyed, no idea. But anyway, again, a very interesting lady. Married to two kings and mother to two kings also. And went out on a crusade. What can I say? Again, very interesting lady.